WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station is in the minority of cities without a downtown area. That could change, according to comments from Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
College Station is large enough and would, I believe, support a vibrant downtown. And so we're going to have to take some steps, public-private partnerships, to get that going. And I think we've got some folks in the area who would embrace that concept and who have even spoken to me personally and said, can we sit down and talk? And we're going to be doing that in the next several months.
Mooney says that's one example of public-private partnerships being studied in College Station. The Bryan City Council at this week's meeting approved spending more than $4 million on projects not in this year's city budget.
The council agreed to buy land to store water underground at an unbudgeted cost of $2.7 million from the water fund. Another $1.6 million is coming from various sources, so the home field of Brazos Valley Bombers baseball and the new Calvary developmental soccer teams can have new artificial turf, new lights, new fencing, and repairs to the grandstand. Another $87,000 is going to the Downtown Bryan Association for more employees, more out-of-town advertising, and money to hire cleanup crews before and after events. And additional repairs to the slide at the Bryan Aquatic Center will cost $66,000. There was no discussion prior to those unanimous votes, and before all of that, the council did discuss a budgeted item replacing golf course maintenance vehicles. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker reported the course normally runs at a deficit of $200,000 a year.
The way it's budgeted this year, the budget amount, and I hesitate to throw this number out there because I think we usually do better than what's actually budgeted, but the budgeted figure is in the red of $511,000.
Walker also said in prior years, expenses have been less and revenue greater than budgeted. Comments came before the council approved replacing eight-year-old golf course maintenance vehicles. Purchase price, $42,000 less than the estimate. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
KTRK reports a missing 28-year-old spring woman has been found dead in Belize. According to Texas EquiSearch, Ricky Lee Mercer, a 2010 Texas A&M graduate, vanished off the coast of San Pedro, Belize on Tuesday after falling off a jet ski. Authorities were able to find the jet ski but did not locate her body until yesterday. No other details have been released. A new reward program makes it possible for someone to receive up to $6,000 if they provide Crime Stoppers with information about an unsolved homicide in Texas.
The Crime Stoppers is now offering an additional $3,000 for anybody offering any information to the rest of a person or persons involved in these offenses on the featured case.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a different case is featured each month. The additional $3,000 is offered if the tip comes in before the next case is featured in the following month. Two of the top 12 cold case investigations come from the Brazos Valley. 21-year-old Jerome Robinson of Burleson County went missing in 2001 and is believed to have been murdered. And 40-year-old Virginia Freeman of College Station was murdered in 1981 while working as a real estate agent. Her killer was never found. You can find more information and the link to the DPS Unsolved Homicides website at WTAW.com. DPS has increased the reward to find a fugitive from Madison County. 34-year-old Jared Luke Langley has been sought since last June. More information about Langley and how to claim the reward of $12,500 is online at WTAW.com. The Trump administration says it's abandoning the federal government's longstanding opposition to a key portion of Texas's toughest in the nation voter ID law. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he agrees.
No, I think it's good. I think it's great. Voter integrity and the sanctity of our ballot box is obviously very important.
Schwertner says asking an individual for a photo ID when voting is the correct thing to do. This means depriving voting rights groups of their most important ally and possibly encouraging other conservative states to toughen their own election rules. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are your numbers.
High pressure over Oklahoma this morning results in lots of sunshine today, though there will be some passing high cloudiness. I can see them on the satellite photos coming in from the southwest. Temperatures today up to 65 to 70. We're clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will drop down to about 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, 65 to 70. It clouds up tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloudy Saturday, there could be some afternoon showers, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are, 811. Yeah, so that gas pedal, that's the one on the right. The brake is the one on the left. teenager in Houston didn't quite have his license that long, mixed up the pedals on his car. Unfortunately, he was on the roof of a seven-story parking garage.
Ooh.
At the time. Went over the side, landing on another roof. This time, it belonged to the Westheimer Plumbing and Hardware Company, I guess on Westheimer. The teen inside the car when police arrived. He's fine. Store, not so much.
Yeah.
Guess he's got insurance. That premium will be going up.
So he just Dukes a hazarded it right off the edge of that parking garage onto the building?
But he got, maybe the foot slipped. I'm not sure. Maybe he wasn't paying attention. Could have been texting. Could have been playing with a puppy. Who knows? Just no telling. So there be some video of that out there sometime.
Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 84 years old. You know, she's got a workout coach. The reporter from Politico sampled her routine inside the Supreme Court building. They got a gym in the Supreme Court building. I wonder if they take their robes off when they're exercising or if they go in and spandex or something similar to that. I'm just saying.
They exercise in the robes.
She's 84 years old, okay?
Anyway, RBG.
Yeah, that's RBG. Right. Her personal trainer, Bryant Johnson, took the rider through the grueling sweat session, warm up, bench pressing up to 70 pounds, leg curls, leg presses, chest flies, lat pull down, seated and standing rows, one leg squat. She's 84.
Wow. Woo-hoo. Plus, get it, girl.
Plus push ups and planks. Just saying, man.
She's getting ripped.
You have no excuses.
Look, there's got to be a camera in there. Come on. Let's get that stuff on. TMZ needs to have that.
Do you want
to
see this, though?
No,
really?
No, really. By the way, while we're talking about that, you now have no excuse to eat more healthy. Study from the Institute of Economic Affairs says healthy food is mostly cheaper than junk food, making it just wrong that you're eating poor food.
But it tastes so good.
Well, that's the deal, you know? So if, in fact, you want good nutrition, you don't want to be obese.
There's a case to be made, however.
Yes?
The food might cost less, but you have to prepare it yourself on when oftentimes junk food is prepared by other people or easy to make and stuff like that. So time spent making, you might be losing more money. I'm just playing devil's advocate
here. I know.
I prefer to eat healthy myself when I can. I obviously don't all the time.
But sometimes you can just unwrap the bag, too.
Exactly.
Open the bag sometimes and unwrap whatever it is.
I did have this conversation just yesterday with a friend about when people eat healthy, how they can be judged so harshly. I thought, when did eating healthy become the wrong thing to do? I feel like if I tell somebody, I don't want a donut, or you're one of those.
No, okay.
You don't do that. You don't eat. Have a taco every once in a while.
Wait, that would be like health shaming, right?
Yes, it is. And health shaming is such a thing these days, and it becomes, I just saw this on Instagram the other day too. It was a picture of beer and cigarettes, which said, normal. And then protein shakes and fruit and veggies, freak.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that Mr. Downs has made comments.
Oh, and that's, nothing. But when you go out to eat with people and maybe you order something, you're eating from the healthy options. I'm just saying, it's different. It's just funny that eating healthy becomes, the weird thing to do.
Well, but then... you are talking about a situation where maybe that's just one person at a table of six. What if four of them are eating, quote, healthy?
Right.
Then does that person who's not eating healthy...
Then they get shamed.
Yeah, or do they just give in to the pressure?
Mm-hmm. And it is a matter of who you surround yourself with. Absolutely.
Yep. Well,
absolutely.
That's true on almost any level for anything.
Right, yeah. Right.
The people who you hang with...
Like-minded. Absolutely.
Then it makes it a whole lot easier for you to be in that that same mindset. Hello?
Hey, like going to Luby's, is having the Luann platter, is that the same as eating healthy?
Yes, sir. Of course it is.
Yep. Extra mac and cheese, and rolls.
Yeah.
Yep.
And be sure to get an extra dollop of tartar sauce to go along with the whatever kind of fish that is that they always serve there.
April's licking her lips. She likes us talking about that. I think they actually have our show live streaming in her pen.
Okay.
I think so, too.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, April, looking good, girl. Mm-hmm.
Is she standing or sitting?
She's standing. They sit?
I think they like kneel down.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of trouble to get up.
Oh, especially for a giraffe that's pregnant. You know what I'm interested in? I'll tell y'all. Go ahead. Okay. Keep going.
All right. Okay. Ashley Graham has written a book.
Oh.
The model who made history on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition as being the, larger size girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Plus size is the term that they like to use.
Okay, there you go. Sorry. It's called A New Model, What Confidence, Beauty, and Power Really Look Like. Fashionista.com says it is an anthology of essays and photographs that encourage readers to expand their ideals of beauty stereotypes. The book goes on sale in May. Good.
Very cool.
Right. Glad to hear that that's going to happen.
I was interested in a giraffe's gestation period.
Okay.
13 to 15 months.
Whoa.
April's ready to get that sucker out of there.
Yeah. This has been going on a while.
If they've started this, in, say, month 13, it could happen any minute.
Right.
Could we possibly be watching April for 2 months? No, I bet you I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Be.
I haven't been there yet, so I will. But
This is her fourth calf. So maybe they have kind of an idea.
Okay.
Of how long hers take.
Okay. All right, there we go. April, you're the girl. All right, so when you go somewhere, on a business trip, how many bags do you take?
Business trip? Yeah. How long are we speaking here about?
Well,
okay.
I don't know. Let's say 2 weeks, okay?
So,
all right, a week. Let's go. Here's the reason, because I don't know how long this trip is.
But okay.
The king of Saudi Arabia, his name is... we'll just call him King Salam, Salman. So he's got it's longer than that. But anyway, so he's heading to Indonesia. Sky News says that he's reportedly bringing about 1,500 people and about 500 tons of luggage on the 9-day trip. 9 days, okay. 9-day trip to the world's largest majority Muslim country. The luggage includes 2 Mercedes-Benz S600 limos and 2 electric elevators.
Huh.
What is that about? And, of course, this isn't the first time he's made this kind of a statement. When he visited Washington, D.C. in 2015, he booked the entire Four Seasons Hotel.
Oh, of course.
With its 222 rooms in Georgetown for himself and his entourage. Now, before you get concerned about that, they do mention that Barack Obama, when he was president, visited sub-Saharan Africa in 2013, accompanied by 56 support vehicles, including 14 limousines, hundreds of U.S. Secret Service agents for the visit to Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia. So we've
done
it.
An entire hotel. And you know that it's they had to kick people out.
Yep, they did.
People definitely had reservations.
Yep, yeah. Yep. And again, it's the Four Seasons in Georgetown, so it's a pretty nice place just anyhow.
And probably, you know, never just empty.
Yeah.
So the takeaway from this story, though, is that they're just like us?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Just like us,
well,
Brad.
He's the king of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
This is strange. Police in Chile called to a home with a report of a fire hazard. When they walked in, lights started flashing off and on. Plates were being thrown at them. Things were falling off the walls. One officer said a knife came whizzing out of nowhere and scraped his bulletproof vest. They searched the house, found a burned mattress, broken lamps, but nobody in the house.
Ooh.
Family that was living there refuses to go back because they are scared for their safety.
Yeah.
That's a little strange.
Creepy.
All right, would you pay tens of thousands of dollars for a piece of mold?
If I had it, absolutely.
Okay.
Scott.
What, the mold or the money?
I'm kidding.
Okay, thank you. A 90-year-old mold sample was auctioned for nearly $15,000 yesterday in London. The reason it's so valuable, it was created by Dr. Alexander Fleming. That's the guy who discovered penicillin.
Right.
Mold was previously owned by Fleming's niece and was sold to an unidentified bidder. It's preserved in glass and comes with an inscription written by Fleming that reads, "The mold that first made penicillin."
Huh.
So.
All right. You know, everybody has different collections.
I guess that's probably right.
Hobby.
You invite somebody over to see the mold, okay?
Yep. Let's have a mold party.
That's right. And, you know, it could, you could grow the mold. It
Would
could
you
be
like
bigger
to view my mold?
Yeah, there you go. The continent, oh my God, I don't know if we're going to be able to survive now. The continent of Antarctica has recorded a new high temperature.
Oh,
63 degrees.
Wow, that is steamy.
It really is for them.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists at the World Meteorological Organization say that the record was set almost 2 years ago. What, now they're telling us?
Oh.
March the 24th, 2015. Well, what? Now, wait a minute. That means that it hasn't been that warm lately.
Right.
So
The temps have been going down.
What is that about? See, they're trying to make you think that it is right now, but that is not the case.
2 years ago.
Mm. Okay, it replaces the previous record, which was 59 degrees. It was set in 1974. Oh, okay, in 1974, was there a panic? I mean,
I wasn't
paying attention.
I think in 1974, the big idea was that we were all going to be plunged into an ice age.
Okay, see?
So
I don't remember. I wasn't around.
I know you weren't, and that's okay but I mean, the point is that climate change, they try to get us all excited about stuff, but if you take the long view, if you pull back and have a look at this, you know, over 30, 40, 50 years, things are different. Things change. It's not the same. But that's all right. All right, so We have more proof now that vaping can be just as dangerous as smoking. So
proof. Okay.
Once again, okay, we already told you it's cheaper to eat healthy. If an 84-year-old Supreme Court justice can work out, so can you. And now Fox News reports that Terrence Johnson was chatting outside a restaurant after a great meal when there was an explosion and flames everywhere. It turns out the battery from Terrence's e-cigarette exploded
when he hit
change in his pocket.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, left him with severe burns, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
He will need skin grafting on his upper thigh.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
Claims his vaping days are over.
I've heard about this before, but I've also heard that oftentimes when that happens, it's because somebody, you know, modified it at home themselves. They made some sort of change to it that made it
so
unsafe.
Can you imagine if it exploded while it was in his mouth?
Ow.
I've seen that. That there's videos of that,
I don't want to see that.
No. I'd rather watch the giraffe.
Yeah.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Your tax refund goes further at the Repo Joe Sale. Pay just $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 16-22-98A, 2007 Toyota Sienna. Selling price $5,388. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe Sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
It's the best Repo Joe Sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant in Madisonville. Subject to prior sale.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you are able to get into a work hard, play hard John Deere Gator for less than you might expect. Right now, get a Gator XUV 560i for as low as $82.99. It's engineered for any terrain and every task with a powerful engine, rock-solid stability, and true Gator grit. Get the John Deere you've always wanted at Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by one of our locations or visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/1/17. Prices subject to change. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
825 News Talk 1620 WTAW. After we finish our interviews, we have the most relaxing music ever.
Ooh.
Okay, scientists apparently have come up with this all by themselves, and they're going to let us use it and play it. But you know, on those days when you're just completely tensed out and you can't get through another day, this is an opportunity for you to chill out. So the world's most relaxing music. Coming up probably on the other side of Chelsea's news and after we've done our interviews with folks from the city of Bryant.
That's perfect before people go into work.
Yeah.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters.
Lasers.
A pool.
Another guinea pig.
More lasers.
Sprinkles.
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Keeping memories connected. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. As we age, we retain our ability to form memories, but lose the ability to link memories together. So we may recognize someone at a party, but not remember how we know them. At a meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, UCLA neurobiologist Alcino Silva described work with aging mice aimed at restoring their ability to connect new memories with related ones stored earlier.
What we found is that the animals remember each memory, but they cannot link them any longer. And the amazing thing is that we were able to intervene, and by creating an artificial overlap between the groups of cells that are storing each memory, then the animal is able to link both memories again.
The goal is to halt age-related memory loss and treat other cognitive disorders as well. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Bloggers and tech writers are simply gushing about YouTube TV going head-to-head with cable and satellite providers. YouTube's offering a package of basic cable TV channels for $35 a month. One publication even called this a milestone, Well, hold the phone. As it turns out, this deal is no bargain at all. Kim Gamando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The YouTube TV package includes the four big networks and channels, such as Disney, USA, Fox News, CNN, and three ESPN channels. But you can get all of that from basic cable or satellite for about the same price. In fact, you can get 150 channels for about $50 a month. YouTube TV doesn't offer premium channels, such as HBO and Showtime. No Netflix, no Amazon, and you're not getting all the games either. So before you drink the Kool-Aid and sign up, pull out your calculator, add it up. In reality, YouTube TV is no bargain. Breaking Tech News is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
There are 5 times more hires made through Indeed.com than any other job site. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners. A Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Some members of the Bryan City Council learned at this week's meeting how much the municipal golf course is subsidized.
Mayor Andrew Nelson learned from Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker that the golf course is budgeted to lose $511,000 this year.
Does it make money ever? I mean, does it pay for most of itself ever?
I would say on average it's about $200,000 in the red.
The $123,000 purchase of golf course maintenance vehicles is $42,000 less than the estimate. And without discussion, the council approved spending more than $4 million on items not included in this year's budget. Additional repairs to the slide at the Bryan Aquatic Center cost $66,000. Downtown Bryan Association is getting another $87,000 for more employees, more advertising, and to hire cleanup crews. $1.6 million is going towards improvements at the home field of the Brazos Valley Bombers and the new Cavalry developmental soccer team. And there's a land purchase of $2.7 million to store water underground. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
New private-public partnerships are being considered in College Station. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says one possibility is affordable housing along the south side of Harvey Mitchell Parkway between the freeway and Dartmouth.
You and I can remember when that portion of 2818 didn't exist.
You're right.
And at one point, that land was cleared for the Super Walmart, and Walmart changed its tune and its ideas after getting a lot of input from citizens. So now that area is being looked at. But even that gets expensive. I mean, to build that area, that stretch of Dartmouth Road, that's a $6 million proposition. All right. And that's where it gets tough.
Mooney says he has been approached about creating a downtown area. A location was not identified. In an effort to bring public awareness to unresolved or cold cases in Texas, a new reward program has been introduced. Two of those cases come from the Brazos Valley. Nearly 40 years ago, a real estate agent in College Station was murdered while showing a vacant residence to a potential buyer. Virginia Freeman's killer was never found. In 2001, 21-year-old Jerome Robinson of Burleson County went missing. His body was never recovered, but investigators believe he was murdered. Both of their cases are listed in the Texas Rangers' top 12 cold cases. Investigations.
Just want the family members to know that's involved in these cases that we owe it to the victims and to them to bring the persons or persons responsible for committing these crimes to justice.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says they're hoping the extra incentive will encourage people to come forward with information. A link to the DPS Unsolved Homicides website is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 50 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Let's have a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High cloudiness will be drifting in from the west and southwest today, but with high pressure to our north, today should average out mostly sunny. We're 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight as some of those high clouds continue to move in. Lows tonight 40 to 45. We're partly to mostly sunny through the high cloudiness tomorrow, 65 to 70. Does turn cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloud Saturday, chance afternoon showers, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 8:35. Let's head to Austin and State Representative District 12, Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Scott. I don't know what it is. Every time we talk, cold front comes in.
Yeah, I like it. You know, I like having that break. We need to, you know, it's March. It still needs to be a little bit cool, if at all possible. It's going to be 80 degrees on Monday, though, here, I think, at the in the homeland.
And then we'll have one more freeze before Easter.
There
right?
You go. Got to do that. Hey, let me get your thoughts on what President Trump said to America on Monday or Tuesday night, whatever night that was.
You know what? He actually looked presidential to me, and, you know, it's kind of – you know, I look at it from what does it do for Texas, and I took two or three things away. The regulation opened it up for the business aspect and our economic growth, and then the stock market responded over 300 points. It was a good day. And then you look at WOTUS and the Waters of the U.S. and what mm-hmm. removing that do for rural and agriculture and development. What a great deal. And then his focus, once again, on security and our military. Fort Hood is a big compound as military, and that's going to be good for Texas. So I thought it was a good day for Texas and the United States.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we talked to Bill Flores this morning, and we had talked last week that y'all are going to get some relief from that $800 million that you had to spend the last session for border security, and then next week they start taking a look at Medicaid and how that's going to be presented to the states, and there may be some options there that will benefit Texas as well.
You know, there's opportunity. I'm loving it. I'm sitting here in my office waiting for session, but watching all these appropriation subcommittees, and there's a little optimism running around the building, which is good because our budget's tight based on where oil is today still.
Well, it is, and I know that there's been some talk, at least in the hallways, that you're going to go to state agencies and ask for maybe a 4% across-the-board cut in their spending. How's that going to be accepted?
Well, it's not been received well by the agencies, mm-hmm. by all means, and they're going to stick tight. You know, the budgets, you know, we talked about this earlier, the Senate and the House budget are quite different, and we're getting these appropriation committees catching up with the Senate Finance Committee, and when we go to conference later in the session, that's when all that's going to take place. So right now, we're making sure the agencies know where they need to cut, how they can, and then that'll give them an opportunity to come back and say, look, we have to have this funding at this level to keep doing what we're doing to make it effective agency. And you've seen that across the board. I mean, obviously, we started with Child Protective Services yesterday. What a great day on both sides of the chamber. a high emergency item from the governor. And, you know, once again, we talked about House couldn't hear bills till day 60. And obviously yesterday was not day 60, but emergency items have that exception. And proud to be a part of 145-0 and 144-0 vote on HB 4 and 5.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the last time it's been a vote where nobody voted against it. But again, when we talk about kids, we're talking about a situation where so seldom does good news come out of it. You need to do at least everything you can to try to address those problems.
Absolutely, and those kids deserve it. They've been in a situation that they have no control over. They're being abused, and now the state, you know, making the Child Protective Department of Family and Protective Services a standalone agency is huge, and then making sure our priority is keeping those kids in a kinship care, you know, making sure they go to a family member if at all possible instead of a stranger. That was a big day for Children of Texas.
Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. Tell me, as far as your committee is concerned, what kind of things are you all looking into?
Well, we had natural resources yesterday, so it's nice to get started on water. And when you live in East Texas, I'll give Chairman Larson credit. We spent the majority of the time about talking about all the water Mexico has curtailed from us and looking at that agreement we made many, many moons ago, and it's time to renegotiate that. And I think Trump gives us that opportunity as well. And then we also have some state water issues between us and New Mexico, not letting water get here. So from a Western Texas perspective that spends a lot of time in drought, you know, if we play our cards right, we're going to have some opportunity to get some water back out of the Rio Grande and the Colorado rivers.
Absolutely. Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. Now, folks may know, may not, that you have a large ranch and you have hunting that goes on there. And among the things that people hunt there are wild hogs. Now, for a homeowner, a hog is not nearly the same as you might look at it as a business person, but I understand that there's some steps that are being taken now to try to control the wild hog population.
Well, yeah, the hogs became front page center news this week when the Agriculture Commissioner got out in front of this release on the orphan drug and some miscommunications. You know, we've got a fact sheet. The highlight of my week is, you know, I'm fortunate enough that Pig Man is a constituent of mine up there in Limestone County, so I've been on the phone with him. A lot of concerns and misinformation, and we'll have meetings today with different groups, and I'm staring at a petition on my desk right now from the Texas Hog Hunters Association, and it's probably 200 pages long. That's 18 to 2,000 names. We've got to get the right information out there. This drug was released by EPA. The Texas Department of Agriculture released rules through their rulemaking ability, was able to start this program, but we got to get the facts out. There's a feeder that you must have. You have to have a certain level of a pesticide applicator's license to be able to purchase this poison bait. So we're going to work on that and work with all the the hunting outfitters and folks around Texas to make sure we're safe. The grazing regulations, if you use this bait, you can't graze that property for 90 days. So there's a lot of things that didn't get out there that need to be out there, and I don't think it's going to be an immediate use. And, you know, we are protected, but we need the public needs to know the facts first. And they did not get out before the headline of all pigs going to heaven.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you, it's interesting because deer have been an annoyance for homeowners who are living out in the country for a long time or as new subdivisions are built. But, man, a deer doesn't do anything like a bunch of hogs running through.
Let me tell you what, I've got hog wire around my home. Because my wife, I remember when we first put her sprinkler system in, we woke up that next morning, she had no flowers, bushes, and the yard was torn up during somewhat of a dry season, and you put a sprinkler system in, those hogs can find that soft ground quick.
They will do that. Kyle Cassell joins us on Thursdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for, have a good weekend, and thanks for the time.
It'll be a great weekend. I'll be in Bryan College Station before dark. I thank you, Scott.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan. Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
Oh,
I'm doing fine. You brought
You're
a guest
okay?
with you. Yep.
Yeah,
you brought
good.
A guest with you.
We sure did. You know, this coming Wednesday, March 8th, is our next Lunch and Learn series, which features the Bryan Fire Department. So we have Lieutenant Baus here to talk about some things that have been happening within the fire department.
There we go.
Kind of give you a taste of what's to come next week.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to see
How
you
are
again.
You?
Good. What you got for us today?
Well, I thought I'd talk about some things that have happened in our department recently and just recap for anybody who doesn't already know. I'll start with a retirement that we had that was pretty monumental. Our assistant chief, Terry Barnett, retired after 38 years of service. with the department, and he retired about the end of February. And then we promoted battalion chief to assistant chief, Joe Androsik. And he was promoted on February the 20th. So he is our new assistant chief of operations. And we wish Terry a happy retirement and Joe a fruitful career as a chief, and congratulations there. We had a special event this week in that we had a guest speaker come in and speak during our officers' development retreat. And Don Abbott, who was former assistant chief in Indianapolis and developed and coordinated the Phoenix Fire Department Command Training Center, came in and did a Project Mayday presentation. A lot of people aren't going to know what Mayday is. Mayday is when one of our own get in trouble. When we go out there to do the job, we know it's dangerous. We prepare for it. We train for it. We expect that we're going to do the operation. We're going to take care of business. We're going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, that doesn't work so well. And sometimes, once in a while, we get somebody in trouble. Somebody's down. Somebody can't get out. Somebody gets trapped. And we've got to go in and get them. And we've got to train on that, even though that doesn't happen very often. But unfortunately, it's happened enough, and the statistics they've built show large losses to our departments of people, of money, emotional effect. So through this Project Mayday, he's training fire departments about how to prevent this, how to support your personnel in a way that gets you through these kind of things. We've been through this ourselves. We lost Eric and Greg at the Knights of Columbus. We burned Mitch and Ricky badly in that fire. So we've been through needing to rescue our own. A lot of departments have not had to, and they need to know about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, we had over 150 firefighters from several different cities show up Tuesday at the event center and listen to this man talk about Project Mayday. And so we were really fortunate to be able to put that together. We thank Don Abbott for coming in and bringing that to us, and we love the opportunity we had to share with other departments, all the way from we had Galveston, Houston, Thrall, Belleville. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think which one was.
Well, let's move on to what the Lunch and Learn is going to be about.
Sure. So our Lunch and Learn is just going to feature different topics about the ins and outs of.
I'm very confused. Hang on. We'll do that in a minute. Okay. So what else you want to talk about before we move on? I thought the Lunch and Learn was fire related. That's okay.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So that was about it. Mm-hmm. Don Abbott's just a really great speaker, and it was great information. It was great to share it with other departments and try to help, minimize these kind of events, because they're really tragic and they really affect entire communities in a very negative way. And we just really want to reduce those down to the barest minimum. I mean, it's going to happen. It's a dangerous business, but we want to make sure that it is a absolute extreme rarity. So it was great to bring that forth. And now we'll go to Lunch and Learn for next week.
Sure. There we go. Okay. So if you're interested in registering for our Lunch and Learn next Wednesday, March 8th from 12 to 1, you can do that online at briantx.gov. Excuse me. There's a link on the homepage, but then you can also contact our city secretary's office at 209-5008. So this Lunch and Learn will feature the ins and outs of the department. So we'll talk about daily operations, just different aspects of being a firefighter, both on the ground versus from an administrative level. So you can see the different the mechanics of being a fire department. So also don't forget, tomorrow is First Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday we have the 3-club challenge at Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course, where you pick 3 clubs. Then that's it, plus your putter to play a round of golf. So you can register for that online as well. So we've got a link on the homepage with our event calendar. So.
All right. And what's that homepage?
It's briantx.gov.
Okay, good. Thank you, Kayla. Appreciate you. Good to close the city of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now let's turn our attention to what's going on at the Humane Society.
And Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What you got for us?
Oh, we got a busy week planned for Sterling Subaru adoption event this Saturday. That is going to have a whole lot of dogs and cats that are available for adoption for free. So really, really great opportunity, and lots of puppies. We've had puppies that were born in foster care. They've had multiple rounds of vaccination, so plenty of preparation that's gone into getting all those ready. The 4th is also our Pitbull Wellness Day. So if you're a current Brazos County Pitbull owner, come out to the shelter, and we will provide you with a microchip for your Pitbull. So you have to bring your dog. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you a voucher for a free spay or neuter as well. For
limited numbers there?
Yes, exactly. Okay. We're 75 vouchers for Brazos County residents. So make sure you bring some sort of proof of residency, whether a driver's license, water bill. So those are two. That's going on this Saturday.
Goodness.
And then we have a fundraiser up on our Facebook page for a dog named Velvet. She has torn her ACL and she needs surgery. So between the consultation that was $200 and the $900 surgery, we've got some expenses there to get her up and moving again. You know, she active dog, so it's very easily that could have been in a round of play. But a lot of times we're seeing, you know, we were talking about the health of humans earlier.
Right.
And there's a lot of times when your dogs are overweight, your cats are overweight, they are more prone to things like that because their body isn't just made to handle that extra weight that they're carrying. So, you know, I know a lot of times I have pointers. So a lot of times people are like, oh, your dogs are so skinny. I'm like, no, they're actually in the perfect form that they're supposed to be, that you can't necessarily see their ribs, but you can feel them if you touch them. So when you're sitting there going, I don't know if there's anything in here, your dog or cat's too fat. So do need to keep care of them as well and watch. I know it's very tempting to constantly want to give them treats and stuff. And my dogs actually like raw carrots. So, there's other things that you can give them as well that has a lower calorie intake, and then count the fact that just like us, if we're going to eat that donut or whatever, maybe we need to subtract that from our calorie intake at other times. So the dog treats add into their calories.
And they like to exercise. They enjoy doing it as long as you keep going with
it. You know, go out for that walk. The weather's been absolutely beautiful. So take your dogs out for a walk, you know, get them involved. There's a great number of trainers here in Bryan College Station that offer classes. Some of them I you know, especially with springtime starting, a lot of them are starting new classes this time of year. So get your dog into a basic obedience or an agility class, canine good citizen as well, so that they're out there. It's going to increase your pleasure with your pet, as far as, you know, they're going to understand you more and you're going to understand them a little bit more if you got them in a class and maybe just a little bit they've learned.
Yeah, that'd be a nice thing, that's for sure. Well, you make me tired just thinking about what's going on the 4th. But anyhow, if they want some more information about anything that's going on,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, and you can find that program for Velvet's fundraiser on our Facebook page. That's just Aggieland Humane Society.
Super. Thanks for the time this
morning. Thank you.
Yep.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-675-7676.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-675-7676. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-675-7676. 800-675-7676.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-8255. 800-250-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So listening to music can be very relaxing, but listening to one particular song is more relaxing than any other.
Let's hear it.
So here we go. We're going to do about 45 seconds of this, all right? Because we don't want you falling asleep if you're driving. That would not be a good thing. I don't want to be responsible for that. Here we go. Okay, the song is called Weightless.
I'm guessing that pounding is supposed to get your heartbeat baseline. In rhythm. Mm-hmm.
Baseline helps slow your heart rate down. See, the name of the group is Marconi Union, composed in collaboration with sound therapists and carefully arranged so that its harmonies, rhythms, and bass lines help to slow down the listener's heart rate.
It kind of gets me anxious.
Reduces blood pressure. No.
No, I'm expecting something.
It sounds like there's a buildup, like in a 70s sci-fi movie or something like that.
In a study, listening to Weightless resulted in a greater state of relaxation than other music tested to date, including a 65% reduction in the participants' overall anxiety, 35% reduction in their usual psychological resting rates. So if you are feeling stress, you get this song on your playlist and you give it a listen. Now, they also have a 10-hour version on YouTube if you would like to go to sleep with this. I would really recommend you don't do that. Now, first of all, I don't know if you dock it and then you just play it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're not the only one in the bedroom, that could possibly bother them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you want to be doing earbuds. That probably wouldn't work very well.
Yeah, who wants to sleep with those in?
And then if you get used to it and then you don't have it, like when you're on the road, what would you do with that?
It's like a fan. If you sleep with a fan, you know, for the white noise, and you don't have
it. Yes, or a noise machine
something. Yep, mm-hmm. yep. So anyway, so there it is. It's called Weightless. And again, the three of us are listening to it with headphones on.
Right.
So that's a little bit different because we don't hear the ambient sound that might be going on in your house, like your children fighting down the hall or whatever, which is what you were trying to get away from. So there are some other extenuating circumstances as to whether or not that works, because
I felt like it did kind of relax me initially.
I don't know. I had a weird feeling in my chest.
Well, as it kept going, I felt like I was watching like 2001: A Space Odyssey or something. Yeah. Like just. Whoa.
Well, see, of course, there was some of that. But you're right. I can hear how you would think that we're going to be building up to something.
Right.
That's going to be a crescendo. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't exist in that.
Well,
in that thing. But
then that's even worse.
Yeah. You keep waiting, going, when is it going to happen?
Yeah. We did just get a text message. There's an accident in front of the C&J's barbecue on Harvey Road. So if you are in that area, you might want to be ready for some delays.
Mm. On Harvey Road. Wow. So that's
way out there by Highway 30.
That's by Central Baptist Church.
Correct.
Out there.
Correct. Okay. That intersection out there. I don't know if it's at the intersection, but
nearby.
They said in front of C&J's.
All right. Thank you.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you?
Tonight.
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay, in theaters tonight.
Join Junior League Friday, March 3rd and Saturday, March 4th at the Expo for this year's Bargain Blitz. Bargain Blitz will open with a preview party Friday night where shoppers will enjoy pizza, a DJ, and first chance at a huge variety of treasures, including clothes, toys, tools, books, furniture, appliances, and much, much more. Admission to preview party is $6 for adults and $3 for kids. Doors will reopen Saturday morning, and admission is just $1 all day and free for kids 12 and under. See you there.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One, and I am standing on lots of hardwood floors back here. You've got some new lines in that we haven't seen before.
An unlimited number of colors and shades, some mixes of brown and gray that are kind of modern yet classic, traditional looks. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. About a minute till we're in the WC Tractor studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Why didn't we have this app before? If you're tired of being interrupted by office coworkers, a Chrome browser add-on might help. Nope button works like this. When you see a particularly irritating coworker saunter up to your desk, you press an innocuous-looking button on your browser. Your phone will then ring, giving you an excuse to dodge the conversation.
That's awesome.
Why have we not had that?
Wow,
great.
Yeah, we'd call it the Louie button here. That's incredible.
That's so great.
Why did we not know that was
out
there?
Except then you have that one coworker who doesn't care. They just stay in there while you're on the phone, waiting for it to end.
Salesperson that has to talk to me.
You really have an excellent point about that. That's true.
But,
okay,
I gotta take this.
This date in 1923, Time magazine debuted, and in 1933, King Kong made its premiere in New York. How's that? We're back tomorrow. WTAW, College Station Bryan, is 9 o'clock.